There is this statement that we are to be in the world, but not of it. So our work takes place from the world as ground. It provides us with the mirror so that our states can be seen and recognized, and work then is possible. And that our sense of self is grounded in the natural and will always be in the natural. That's where our awareness sits. And what this is talking about here is the establishment of a new natural that is drawn from the word as opposed to what's been inherited. So just thinking about it more in process and taking out person in terms of parental or ancestral inheritance, thinking about those things more in terms of what we have acquired and made our own from the world. From the love of self and the love of the world have built up a sense of self which has been taken from outside of itself, if you like. And that is what has to be cast off so that, or pushed to the periphery, so that a new sense of self from an inward way built up from what is of the Lord can be established. So the difference is that in that interior self that's built up, sense of self, there is a recognition that I am not, which gives us a greater sense of self, because when we recognize that the self is an appearance, the Lord can provide us with more of what is of himself. And because the desire of love is to give all that it has to another, then through that process, we feel more other. So the greater our recognition that we are not, that the Lord alone is, the greater our sense of self that we have, the appearance that we are. So it's a paradox, but that's how it works. The more that I believe myself to be something real, the less the Lord's influx can be in that, because it's just not true. So that's where the paradox is, that sits there.